This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're here with Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. Kurt, what do we see going on in the grain markets today?
Well, we had giddy up Friday here for a change. Usually these Fridays have been down. Last Friday wasn't too bad. This is a pretty good Friday close, but mainly seeing a little bit of encouragement here. Corn just been down and out here over the last week and a half. I think part of that was just due to the fact that we saw some DP basis contracts. So that put some grain in the commercials' hands. And so hopefully that's gone to the wayside and through here and kind of gives the market some confidence. Maybe this cash pressure is about to run its course. But what we saw here going home Friday, one was a sharply lower U.S. dollar. And I don't know if there's a real correlation to it, but that gave the market some confidence to push grain prices higher, makes our products cheaper on the world market for the most part. Then we saw some concerns about that South American weather forecast. Northern Brazil just continues to be too dry, Southern Brazil too wet, and Central Brazil just about right, the three different stages there. But the significance is typically when we get into November here, that South American forecast comes in and we see a little bit better of a monsoonal flow, and that's just not happening.
That again was Kurt Kimmel of AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the close, December corn up 7 1/4 at 477 1/4. November soybeans up 23 1/2 at 1327 1/2. On the Merck, December live cattle down 80 at 183.87. November feeders down 202 at 240.60. December lean hogs down 152 at 71.75. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.